Unit 21. Two famous chefs working abroad. Track 52.
Hi, Eric. So you're in China now. How's your restaurant in Shanghai going?
Hi, Shane. It's great. We've had a fantastic start.
Why did you choose Shanghai?
It's a great business opportunity, as well as a fascinating place to run a restaurant.
How different are the ingredients compared to those in Great Britain?
Everything's different. The meat's different, the eggs are different. It's just so great to work with fresh spices. The best thing has been the local fish. But how are things going in London? Is it hard to find good kitchen staff in London?
It's very difficult. How about China?
It's hard to find someone in China who has the experience you're looking for. But generally, the people are more motivated to learn something and to gain experience.
Does that mean all of your kitchen staff are Chinese?
Yes. There are only two foreigners in my kitchen. Everyone else is from Shanghai.
Do you speak Chinese then?
Well, the kitchen staff in Shanghai speak very good English. However, the language of the kitchen is mostly Chinese.
That must be a little bit strange.
It's okay. You get used to it.
But it's quite a different culture. Do you find that the staff have a different mentality?
As I said, the Chinese are very keen to learn. If you show them in a respectful way how to do a task, they're extremely happy to do it. And next time, the task will be done perfectly.
Are you able to get all the ingredients you need there?
Well, for example, they do grow tomatoes here, but they're not of good quality. Still, you can get most things. We use very little that's imported.
Well, good luck, and thanks for finding the time to talk to me. I expect your working week is as long as mine.
Yes, it's about 80 hours.
Well, we'd better get back to the kitchen then. Bye, Eric.
Bye, Shane.